Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and a sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
I love to go to Sunday school. I love to sing this song. But I hate to see an empty pew. I know there's something wrong. I want the Lord to be proud of me. His work I'll gladly do. I know a song to get them in, so listen and learn it too. Go to the byways, tell them on the highways, tell them that you're their friend. Tell them the church is open, they're welcome to drop in. Talk just a little bit, sing just a little bit, throw in a smile or two, but heavy on the howdy-do. For the Lord is a-counting on you.
Hello and good morning. It is August the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I've been arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy, and I've been set free from every negative thing that could possibly happen to us in life. I'm talking fear, discontentment, anxiety, and guess what? I don't even have to take a pill because I've been arrested by God's goodness. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff, and so yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. And this week, once again, I have the sheriff's wife in the studio with me, and my auntie, her twin sister. So if you listened last week, you heard the story of my mom and my auntie and their younger years of the dream that God put in their heart. And so now we get to hear more of the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey would say, right? So, you know, they had this dream of traveling and singing in churches and having a trio and all this stuff, you guys, and God brought it to pass. But guess what? God brought it to pass for them in their early 20s, which was a couple years ago, which, you know, they were just having an argument in the studio. And when I say it's an argument, it's kind of cute. It's like watching two little chicklets fight over something. I don't even know. I got an eye roll there. However, I wanted to correct from last week. My mom said they're going to be 77, which may be true, but they are 76. So in their early 20s, God brought their dreams to pass. And, you know, we can look at that and go, now what, God? Right? So maybe you're to a place in your life where you're like, okay, God, you brought this to pass, but now what? And so, you know, once again, I'm going back to Abraham, and we look at Abraham, and you know, when God sent him out, he didn't know what to expect. You know, the first time we see Abraham come on the scene, it says that God spoke to Abraham and said, or to Abram, because his name wasn't Abraham yet, and he said, leave your kinfolk, leave all that you know, and go to a land that I will show you. So he didn't even tell Abraham where he was going. And so sometimes we can move into a direction, and especially for my mom and my auntie, and I'm going to have them share about what happened after the fulfillment of their dream, really. And I mean, they had other dreams, like being mothers. But there was these cowboys, these ranchers that came into their life. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because my dad and my uncle, they were neighbor kids. They grew up on ranches out in the exact same community. And they met these city girls, these hoity-toity city girls. And when I say that my dad and my uncle are country, they're country. And not like missing teeth country. I'm just talking they're down home. You know, the first time my mom cooked my dad a casserole, it was complete mayhem because my dad was like, this is it? Because he was so used to meat and potatoes. So when I say he's country, and he's still that way to this day, it's so random. Anyways, love you, Dad. So I want to talk about when they came into, I know Mom got married first. She was done with the trio. It was time to be done. And Mom got married first, and then Auntie got married. And then you moved into something new, right? So Mom, why don't you share with us what that new stage was? Kind of like Abraham going into an unknown land.
Well, I'll tell you what. why I married first was because your father, we dated a year before I went to Bible school.
Right.
He was ready to get married then. I said, no, I'm going to do something else before I go out here and live in a little shack out here in the middle of the prairie. And that he was working for. He was a hired man then. And he kind of didn't have the best facilities like running water. Let's see, a cook stove, an outhouse. I just didn't think that, but I knew I loved the guy. But I was still knowing I wanted to have a little more out of my life. I wanted to get married and I wanted to have a family, but not this way, not this time. So there were 6 years of silence between your father and I. But I knew in that 6 year time that I still loved the guy. And I thought, well, I messed that up as far as marrying someone that I love. I'll probably be a missionary or something like that. But that's how good God is. He knows and he directs. And he happened to come to one of our services.
Yeah.
And here he sat by himself. Had no little kids around him. Had no pretty lady beside him. And he asked me to come out and have a go out for coffee after the service. It was like we just picked up from where we were at.
Wow. And there was 6 years in between.
6 years.
Okay.
So we knew we were going to slow down and move forward. Our brother wanted to go back to high school. He'd been taking correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to go and finish his last few years in high school in public. So we just dismantled. And he said, no, I don't want to keep writing letters and all that. Either you're serious about this or not. And I thought, yeah, I am serious. So we got married. And it's been a wonderful, exciting life.
And 50 years.
50 years. We yep. celebrated last year 50 years.
Yep.
And it was really, it's been a wonderful time.
Yeah. She says that now because you guys have heard the majority of my testimony. Yes. And so there were many years, and it wasn't just me. It was my brothers as well. And as you all know, too, we had tragedy in our family. My oldest brother committed suicide in 1992. And so my mom had to walk through that. Okay. And so that's where I'm talking about. You can be set free from pain and discontentment and all this stuff because my mom is a walking example of it. You know, when you have a child die or move on to heaven because he's in heaven. But either way, he's no longer with you. And he was your firstborn. And a lot of people, and I know somebody's listening right now that has dealt with the loss of a child. Guess what? That is not God. That is not the way God has intended it to be. Now, it is your decision on whether you move on or it takes you down.
Mm-hmm. That's the way I felt when that happened. Like I was talking before, the love. I felt his love. I had to walk through it. I wanted to blame God because I had been praying for him, thinking that he would get well, better.
Right, right.
It didn't happen. But I knew I could not blame my Father, Heavenly Father, because his love has surrounded me all through my years.
Right.
And I knew when I gave up and said, Lord, I know I'm going to see him again in heaven.
Amen.
And I just thank you that you are here with me right now and walking with me through this. And that's what he was doing, and that has been that way all till now, and
yep.
it will be until I go on.
Yep, and you know, the goodness of God and the love of God enveloped you and Dad, you know, because as far as personally, I saw you guys completely changed, you know what I mean? So I could see from my perspective of the heartache and the pain that came with that passing on. Because
mm-hmm.
we never really say he died because he didn't.
No.
He's more alive now than he ever was.
He moved on.
Because once again, if you've believed on Jesus, you are right with God, period. So I've been talking about righteousness. That's what my focus is. However, it could have done in mom and dad both. It could have done in their marriage, but they never lost sight of the fact of God is a good God. God did not cause this. And so somebody's listening out there, and if you've experienced this in your life, if you've experienced the death of a child, it is not God's will. That is not God. So stop blaming God for something that has happened, because we do have an enemy out to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
And if I had more time, we could go on for a whole year worth of shows talking about all the intricacies that we saw work through my brother's life to lead to that moment where he took his own life. So, however, he's in heaven. And
right.
he's walking with Jesus,
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
So you have gone through 50 years, and it's actually my auntie's 50-year anniversary this year. And And so I just want to hear a little about Auntie's perspective of, you know, like when you guys dissolved your trio and then you actually met Uncle John at Mom and Dad's house.
Yes.
Yes.
My dear sister told me, I have a young man here that comes home every spring to help his mom and dad calve. Uh-huh. He is going to school in Missoula at the university. He is just delightful, and I know you would like him. So you come out, we'll set up a meeting, and we'll go from there. Well, guess what? We went from there. And John and I got married. Mm-hmm. And I just knew I was going to be a rancher's wife, and I think John knew he was going to be a rancher because his folks had a couple of ranches, and we were just settling down to that lifestyle. In the meantime, my father was pastoring a church in Newell, South Dakota, and he needed help with the young people. So John and I decided we would drive in and help with the young people every Sunday, and that was about over 100 miles one wow. way, so it was 200. Miles wow. coming and going on Sunday. But John felt impressed. Let's do it. Well, in that time frame, John felt the call to the ministry. I did not want that. No, 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 no. I want to be on the ranch. I've been in the ministry. And besides, John, you have not gone to Bible school. What are you talking about ministry? But dear Daddy sat me down and he looked at me and he said, I believe John has a calling. And knowing my dad, it was not just a passing thought. I knew I better straighten up my act and just get in line. And I eventually did. And we did go into the ministry, and we raised our children in the ministry for 25 years. And after the last one went to college, John said, you know, we need to figure out our retirement because the church isn't doing much for that. So all through the years that he pastored, he built. He loved building. That was his second love.
Yep, builder.
He says, let's go into building. And he did, and God has blessed us so much in that expression. And he was a minister to the people he worked with. It was wonderful to see how God brought different subcontractors, and they would talk to John about the Lord.
Yeah.
So you just never really leave the ministry.
Right.
That calling is still on my husband's life and on my life.
Yes, it is.
And so now we're just seeking the Lord to see what doors open.
Yeah.
As far as ministry. But we are celebrating 50 years. And Yay. Our children all excited about it.
Amen.
Because they're celebrating mom and dad living together for 50 years. Through hard times and through laughter and through, you know how it is. But they're just glad we are still together. And so am I. Hallelujah.
So we've gone through a whole lot of time of 50 years from the trio dissolving. And hey, if you're not able to listen to the rest of this episode, I want you to send me a text message or give me a call at 970-919-0459 or send me a text message there. Or you can find me on Facebook at Arrested and Free. You can also listen to the rest of this episode there. So just like in my promo, I was talking about how I want to talk about the present. So, you know, mom went through it with us kids. And I'm sure, Auntie, you've gone through it with your kids. And when I say gone through it, it means, you know, seeing the potential in your children and yet not quite seeing it, right? So you can have a vision for your children and not quite see that coming to pass at this point. And so, you know, I think every parent out there has that to a certain extent, okay? Whether or not you're believing God for your kids, or maybe it's not that you're wanting them to follow God, it should be. However, you want the best for your children, just like God wants the best for us, right? And so today, and I'm just kind of winging this question on you guys, where do you see your guys' future? Because, you know, you are a wealth of knowledge, the both of you are. And when you guys come together, I mean, it is the ultimate for me to hang out with you guys, because not only are you fun, this is where I get my, well, I get it from my dad too, but this is where I get me from, is from the two of you. And so you guys really bless my socks off. What do you have to share with people as far as looking into your future, expecting the goodness of God?
I don't know. Why would you ask such a question?
Okay, we can scratch that out. Do neither of you want to answer that question?
I feel that this is a very emotional time because my husband retired.
Mm-hmm.
That word retired is not a good word.
Right.
But you have to work through it.
Right.
And realize, retired from what?
Right.
Not life, that's for sure.
Yes.
So our experiences in life make us what we are today.
Yes.
And that is what we go on.
Right.
So we hang on to that.
Yes.
Even though it's scary.
Yeah.
Because we have sometimes health issues,
mm-hmm.
and we're believing for good, divine wellness in our bodies,
yeah.
both John and I. And yet at the same time, we're saying, okay, we don't have the get up and go like we used to. So how does that work? Well, that's where we have to look at our expression of faith and confidence in our Heavenly Father. He has the right place at the right time with the right people.
Amen.
And the right what?
Doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing.
Yes.
Julie shared that with us coming down from Montana the other day. And I said, that's it. That's our motto.
Right.
Right place, right time, right people, and right thing.
Yeah.
And that is what my future holds.
Hallelujah, sister. That's exactly where I'm at. Praise God.
So, you know, because this is an interesting perspective. It's one thing when you're in your 40s, like I am, to say, yeah, my future is bright. My future is great. I know there's amazing things for my future. It's another thing for somebody that's 60-year-old to say, yes, I know God has something great for my future. And I know, and I guess I'm touching on this because I know it's something that you're each going through. I talk to you often. It's how to be at that 76 mark and say, yes, God has something good for us. But you know, and I've talked about this a lot, it's remembering, right? And that's why, I mean, like Moses, Abraham, they would all build these monuments to God of to remember, this is the goodness of God. This is the faithfulness of God. Right?
Right.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what we have to look at, right? So, Mom, do you have something to share?
Yes and no.
You got something to share. That's why I'm pulling it out of you. Come on.
Well, I do know that I want such greatness and fulfillment that I've experienced all through my life to still be there for my future. And so when I feel impressed to do something, which is from the Holy Spirit, however he asks me to do, I do it in faith that is toward my future.
Amen.
And that gives me the stamina, and it gives me the courage, and it gives me the faith to speak my words of faith and affirmation for my future out. And that's how I'm walking my life right now. And it's exciting.
It is exciting. Thank you for sharing that, because that's exactly what I witness on a day-to-day experience with my mom and my auntie. And here is how good God is that to see throughout their life, and you know, this is how they've been my whole life, you guys. I mean, in high school, in grade school, and throughout my mess of my 20s and 30s, this is how my mom and my auntie were. And they have a bright future, and they are anointed of God, and they are strong, powerful women of God. And so they have so much to share that I wish I could take the rest of the year, but they got to go home to their husbands, because I'm sure their husbands are starving about right now, because mom and auntie aren't there to cook for them, because they're a couple of country bumpkins, or they've ate so many sardines, I'm sure the house smells. So anywho, I just am so honored that you guys were here with me. And, you know, I'm just encouraging somebody out there, if there is a godly person in your life, a godly person that has gone through things, you know, it's a wealth of knowledge and wisdom, and you can pull on that, folks. And I think a lot of us at certain ages in our life, we get to the point where we think we know everything. And so somebody out there, you don't know everything. And, you know, if you've believed on Jesus, and when I say that, that means that you've believed that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came to earth to die for your sin, and he was raised from the dead on the third day, you are right with God. And there is somebody in your life that you are letting go to waste, really. Because if you're not asking questions, if you're not talking about the things of God, you're wasting your time that you have with them. And so I'm going to leave you with the scripture. And hopefully I won't get stoned in this, like stoned with rocks, just for all of you Colorado folk out there. Hopefully I don't get stoned with rocks from my mom and my auntie here in the radio booth, because the scripture I'm going to use is Titus chapter 2, verses 3, and I'll just go until I feel like ending. So it says in Titus chapter 2, verse 3, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So there's so much in that scripture, and I'm not saying that, you know, they got to be obedient to their husbands. There has to be a respect for two godly women to be married for 50 years. It's not something you see every day anymore. And so that's where my heart is with you two. I want to reap. I want to pull on the knowledge that you have. And you guys are an examples of this scripture. Praise God. And you have so much to share to young women around you. And so I'm talking to somebody out there that if you have someone that has walked through life, that has believed on the goodness of God, mine that wisdom from them because it's invaluable. And I want to ask a question to you. I want to hear from you out there. Ultimately, what I'm looking for is a praise report. I want to hear about the amazing testimonies and how someone older than you has helped walk you through something and that you're mining that wisdom, because we live in a day and age where people are not asking the older for help. And that's what they're there for. You guys have went through it. I mean, you guys are invaluable to me, and I want to thank you so much for being guests on my radio show. So give me a call at 970-919-0459 or find me on Facebook at Arrested and Free. And don't forget to tune in next Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, immediately following Focus on the Family. And you guys have a wonderfully blessed week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye.
I love to go to Sunday school. I love to sing this song, but I hate to see an empty pew. I know there's something wrong.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Tell them the church is open. They're welcome to drop in. Talk just a little bit, sing just a little bit, throw in a smile or two, but heavy on the howdy-do. For the Lord is a-counting on you.
Hi, I'm Julianne Harris with Praise God, I'm Arrested and Free here on KRDO on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. So, you know, we took a break for the last couple of weeks and we heard from two amazing women in my life. And this week, we're going to get back into righteousness. So tune in this Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio and find out all the amazing promises you have by being righteous.